Thank you for joining us, Evan Bray. Great to be here on a Wednesday morning on a, yeah, a little bit cooler. Not, maybe didn't dip down quite as cold as what they were expecting. And tomorrow, warming up again. So here we go. We start the weather roller coaster as we head into the early part of December here. But it does warm up a little bit tomorrow, that's for sure. Lots on the go today. Open phones at 9 o'clock. Lots to talk about. I watched the entire Prime Minister Mark Carney presentation to the Assembly of First Nations yesterday afternoon. I want to talk a little bit about that. It was pretty clear to me who came out of that meeting looking good and who did not. Will AFN be the reason that a pipeline doesn't get built in this country? We'll talk a little bit about that. Hey, speaking of pipelines, Brian Zinchuk from pipelineonline.ca. It's a regular monthly visit for Brian. We've got him for a full hour today starting at 10 o'clock. We will chat about a lot of energy production, where things are at in the oil industry, this new pipeline, what that means for Saskatchewan. We might even talk a little bit about hydrogen, as we did yesterday with the crew from Max Power. So that and a whole lot more starting at 10 o'clock. Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener at 11 o'clock. And to lighten things up at the end of the show, because we are going to tackle some heavier topics in the next little bit, we are going to take a peek under your Christmas tree. Are you a patient, creative gift wrapper? Your presents have ribbons and bows on them. And I feel like that harkens back. I remember growing up, all of the gifts that we got as kids had ribbons and bows on them. All of them. Of course, Mom would pick the bows up afterwards and put them in the bag and use them again next year. That's fine, but that's what they were all decorated with. I feel like we're in a gift bag society now where everything goes in a gift bag. You're lucky if you get a bit of tissue. Otherwise, maybe it's just taped or stapled shut at the top so you can't see what's inside. Is gift wrapping a lost art? Or are you the person in your family that continues to keep it going? We'll talk about that. Open lines right at the end of the show today as well. Okay, let's get going. Here is today's big talker.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Welcome. Let's begin.
The Evan Bray Show. The big talker.
Fairly major development yesterday in Saskatchewan's resource sector that we learned about. The Mosaic Company, one of the province's largest employers and a global leader in crop nutrition, shared that it will be investing $4 million in developing workers for our mining industries. They've struck a few partnerships on this. It was a pretty exciting announcement. Here to talk a little bit more about that is Marnell Jones, who is the Director of Government and Public Affairs for the Mosaic Company in Canada. Marnell, thank you so much for taking the call today.
Thanks for having me, Evan.
This is a big announcement yesterday. I loved what Mosaic brought forward. How long has this been in the works?
You know, Evan, we've been working on this for almost over a year. When you're bringing multiple partners together, it takes a lot of work, and especially when you want it to match a long-term workforce strategy.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about, maybe let's just, for those that maybe didn't catch all the details yesterday, break down the details of the announcement that you made yesterday.
Sure. So Mosaic is investing more than $4 million over the next 3 years to support our workforce development in Saskatchewan. So that's primarily going to be focused on trades and operations skilled workers, with an emphasis on our Esterhazy potash operations in the southeast corner of our province.
So is this in response to a growing need or a diminishing number of people that are applying to industries like mining?
You nailed it, Evan. It's really a combination. So it's really in response to one of the most significant challenges we're facing as a mining industry, and the Saskatchewan Mining Association has done a recent report that shows we're going to need 15,000 new workers in the mining industry over the next decade. And what we've begun to experience in Saskatchewan is really kind of trading workers. And what the SMA likes to describe the situation we need to get to is making a bigger pie so that we have more people eligible for jobs in Saskatchewan. And that really needs to be focused on trades and technicians and folks that can work in operations. That's where our biggest need is going to be as we look ahead. And also as we see upcoming retirements, we're expecting those to really accelerate over the next 5 to 10 years, very similar to what we've been talking about in many industries. So now is really the time for us to invest in that workforce pipeline.
As I watched this announcement yesterday, I mean, my instant reaction was, this is outstanding. I think it's very proactive. I love the investment by Mosaic. And Mosaic, clearly one of the big mining leaders in our province, but there are lots of mining companies that I suggest will benefit from this decision you made. Was there any discussion about getting kind of the larger group of mining organizations together on this?
You know, organizations like SAS Polytechnic, I think, are doing a good job of bringing industry together for that exact reason, Evan. We all somewhat have to work together on filling these potential gaps, but also making sure that the students that are going to school in our province are being given the best opportunity to learn on the latest equipment, to have really great instructors, and be able to come out of those school opportunities knowing what they need to do to really jump in and be part of our industry right after they're graduating.
Mm-hmm. We're chatting today with Marnell Jones, the Director of Government and Public Affairs for the Mosaic Company of Canada. Of course, yesterday they made a big announcement, investing $4 million developing workers for the mining industry with a number of partnerships. I'm assuming those partners that you announced, some post-secondary, high school level, were quick to jump on board seeing the value in this.
You know what, Evan, they were all very excited and appreciative. So as you mentioned, we have three partners taking part in this announcement, and one being the Good Spirit School Division. So that really looks after the Esterhazy area where we're mining, and we're helping them build an entirely new PAA lab, and that's going to allow them to double their training capacity for students. So that's going to be huge, really getting an interest while students are in high school, getting them in the pipeline so that they're ready to enter the trades fields. We're also investing more money into Suncrest College in Esterhazy so that we can have an upgraded lab right there in the community, dedicated instructor support, and then operational funding and scholarships so that we can fill those positions with a real emphasis on millwrights, which is an area we desperately need.
Do you have a vision of the life of the mine at Esterhazy? I mean, clearly, you're making a generational investment here, so this is something that is going to be going on for quite some time.
You're right, Evan. I think when you look at Saskatchewan and the potash resources we have here, this is an opportunity we have for hundreds of years to come. So you're right. This is a generational opportunity, and now is the time for us to get ready for what's to come and to ensure that we can continue to deliver potash to all those around the world who need it to grow crops. So this is really transformational for Mosaic and also our province.
I'm curious, Marnell, we've seen, I talked about on our program a couple of weeks ago, we featured a school division in Saskatchewan that is working agriculture into its curriculum. I know down around the Estevan area, there was some work to get oil, gas, and energy production kind of woven into the fabric of the curriculum for the school. What was this step based on a model anywhere? Are there mining industry leaders elsewhere in the world doing this type of thing?
So, you know, I think that whether it be our provincial government or, you know, companies like Mosaic, we've seen that we need to start thinking differently about how we're training people, where we're training them, and also needing some champions. So I would say our local MLA for the Esterhazy area, their Minister Warren Kading, he has been a huge champion of this work, and he really had the vision for the first PAA lab that happened in the area in Churchbridge. And so I think it takes a combination of teachers, the interest from students, and then also industry coming together to really ready that workforce for what we all know is coming.
I have to think that communities in the area must have loved this announcement as well, because we know that often big operations like your Mosaic operation around Esterhazy there really does have an impact on the surrounding communities as well.
The mining in that part of the province is really the heartbeat of the area, and so pretty much everyone either works for the potash industry or in some peripheral industry that supports it, or the community restaurants and shops and everything else. So you're right. An announcement like this is really a positive step for all of them. And we're really excited to see the community come together. And we had, it felt like an Esterhazy area reunion yesterday. Everyone, of course, knew everyone, and we're very excited to celebrate the news.
Recently, we talked about on the program, the Fraser Institute came out with the basically top mining locations in the world. Saskatchewan ranked number 3 of all of the locations they looked at. And this takes a lot of things into consideration, regulation and policy, and of course, resource availability as well. But what is it about Saskatchewan, not just the fact that we have the potash here, that makes this such an attractive location for mining companies like Mosaic?
I think we often point to the fact that we do have a very stable regulatory regime and a supportive provincial government of what we're doing here. And I think we also have the support of public. Not everywhere in the world do people understand the importance of mining, what it is, what benefits it brings to communities and our economy. And so I think that combination of factors really makes Saskatchewan a great place to do mining. And, you know, also the future is bright here in Saskatchewan. We have a lot going on. We're plentiful with natural resources. And so I think it also comes down to the people, which this announcement really points to. We have great people in Saskatchewan. We have hardworking people. And that also makes it just a really great place to do business.
Before I let you go, Marnell, we talk often about the importance of the resource sectors in Saskatchewan. That drives our economy. It obviously has impact on the Canadian economy. And with everything going on right now, in fact, today, the preliminary discussions for the renegotiation of CUSMA are taking place in the United States. How is Mosaic feeling from an optimism standpoint about where they're positioned and what things look like going forward?
Sure. So we were actually in Ottawa last week and have continued to have discussions with our federal government and as well on the U.S. side, just reminding all of those stakeholders how important potash is, not only to Saskatchewan and our economy, but also to the world. Potash is used to grow food, and food security is really one of the basic necessities of life. So I think where we feel pretty strong right now is, you know, there's been a recognition on the U.S. side of just how important and critical potash is to their economy and to their farmers. And also here in Saskatchewan and Canada, I think we know the importance of potash for our own economy and for, you know, creating jobs and keeping people working. So right now we're feeling pretty confident that things will remain the same when it comes to CUSMA, but we're also making sure that we're having those conversations so that does move forward.
Potash, obviously a huge commodity in our province, and we are very proud of the work that Mosaic, your team, does at not only helping us get that resource to the rest of the world, but also building the strength of our economy here in the province. So thanks so much for joining us today, Marnell, and congrats again on yesterday's announcement.
Thanks, Evan. It's a pleasure.
Marnell Jones, Director of Government and Public Affairs for the Mosaic Company in Canada. I like this. And I'm gonna say something here. It wasn't that long ago we were talking about the oil and gas industry finding ways to work energy production, oil and gas job-related skills into a curriculum in the southeast part of our province, Estevan, Weyburn area. And we had some people up in arms about that. I'm the exact opposite. Obviously, there's some basic curriculum things that need to happen, but whether it's the ag adapted curriculum that we see, we just talked about a couple of weeks ago in the Horizon area, whether it's energy, whether it's this mining investment, training and skills, gosh, I do not think this is a bad thing. And I'm all in. I think good on Mosaic for this. This is good news for our province. It shows a long-term investment for our province, and I love that they've done it. I love it for the Esterhazy area, and let's not kid ourselves. It's going to be a much bigger circle that will be positively affected by this because, as I said to Marnell, there's so much mining in the province. Mining in general will benefit from this, the level of expertise, leadership, professionalism in the industry is going to be great. So tip of the hat to Mosaic for their big announcement yesterday. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Got a text in from Eric in Saskatoon. If you're thinking about using the Sid Buchwald off-ramp onto First Street, maybe take an alternate route. Traffic is backed up. It sounds like they've got about six police officers there with vehicles pulled over a Dodge four-door, and they're doing some kind of a operation there, taking down the driver. So avoid that area if you're thinking about making your way downtown. Sid Buchwald off-ramp onto First Street. Traffic's fairly backed up there right now. Okay, we are headed into open lines, and we have got a lot to talk about. The AFN meeting yesterday with Mark Carney. The start of the preliminary negotiations for the Kuzma agreement. And this topic about religion, no excuse for hate. I know there's thoughts on that. We'll talk about those issues and more coming up during open lines next on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.